Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX, and again on Saturday morning at 9 on KATX and KWBY, as Angela Robinson joins Terry Slavens to share important financial information to help you live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, estate and tax planning, and much more. All covered now on Life Planning 101.
And welcome into Life Planning 101 here on KTX KWBY. Terry Slavens with you, along with Angela Kennedy Robinson. We were talking about all kinds of good stuff off the air. Angela almost missed our open.
Yes, I know. And I have an outstanding topic this morning. I am truly just on pins and needles to talk about this. And I guess it's because we're very far away from two things that around this time of year. And both of those things, we all kind of get in a slump, the summer slump, right, if you want to call it. First of all, we've gotten away from our New Year's resolutions, number one. But more importantly, really, we've gotten away from the Dallas Cowboys. So I want to bring both of those back on the show today. And I'm really excited to do that. And what I mean by that is we've been reading this book in our office. It's called Greatness. And it's written by Don Yeager. Many of you may know Don Yeager. He has been on ESPN. He's been on several different sports networks, and he's a commentator. He's interviewed people. And one of the greatest things I got to see in my lifetime was see him speak.
Really?
Yes. And reason why I think he's so great is because he has made it his mission in life to go discover what greatness is, to go out there and talk to athletes and talk to, you know, the great of the great, the best of the best, and figure out why are you different? What makes you different? What is this? And he put together this book, and if you have not read this, it is phenomenal. We were talking about teams off the air. We are actually having our entire KFS team read this quarter because it's just awesome. It really is. And it's great stories in there about different athletes. It's great, you know, motivation, reconnection, really gets to your heart. It's not just about go out there and hit home runs money-wise. It's right. About, you know, go out there with your heart and do your best that you can do. And right. That's really cool. So Greatness by Don Yeager. But that's where the Cowboys come in. So he writes in here about Roger Staubach. And of course, I'm just gloating as I'm sitting there reading this because, yes, he's a Dallas Cowboy. And I was really excited. And he talked about Staubach's, all of his successes in life. But the biggest thing that he talked about that he did was he made a legacy on and off the field financially. But he made a legacy that is going on today that not many people are really aware of. And I thought this was phenomenal. So back in the early 1970s, when he was kind of at the height of his career, right?
Right.
He partnered with United Way. And he's the one that actually got United Way and the NFL relationship up off the ground.
Wow.
Yes. And that year they started doing ads. They really kind of picked United Way up from being this mom and pop charity to this really huge, you know, national charity, right? And in the first year, in 1974, they raised $800 million for United Way.
Wow. That
right?
is a lot, especially back then.
But get this. So this relationship is still going on today with United Way and the NFL. It has never gone away. And as of today, they raise somewhere around $5 billion a year.
That's insane money.
Insane money. But isn't that cool that Roger Staubach found it in his heart enough to get that off the ground and running?
You know, so many of these professional athletes do a lot of this stuff, and they do it not winning the recognition.
That's
they just
right.
do it.
That's right.
You know, some do it for recognition, but there's so many, they do it behind the scenes, and it's just amazing
what they do.
And
yes.
How many lives they touch.
Yes.
Talking about greatness, you know, you always have to wonder about another former Cowboy, Deion Sanders.
Right.
I mean, not only was he a great football player, but he was also a great baseball player.
Yes.
I mean, how can one person be blessed with so much talent, a Bo Jackson, mm-hmm. All these guys,
yeah,
and then some of us other people.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's why Don Yeager's book is so good, because really he really takes it to that next level to say that anybody can do this. And he has what he calls the 16 characteristics that he's found in common with all of them. And the talent, the interesting thing is, you think about talent is everywhere.
Right.
I went to high school with people that I could have swore were going to be pro athletes because of their talent, but they didn't have what it took
right
on the inside to get there, right? And so, and how many of us do that in life and in so many different areas, not just sports? You know, sports are a great analogy for everything, in my opinion, because it's something we all enjoy to watch.
Right.
It's something that when someone does great, we all shed tears, and we can share this commonality of the American dream through athletes, right? But we have this in our own lives. We each have talents in our own lives and things that we can do that if we discover what it takes to be great, we can do it for ourselves, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's the cool thing. I owe this to my dad. So he started doing coaching programs back in the 90s. And when I very first came on board with him, he says, Angela, you're going to get a coach. Not me. You're going to go get a coach. And so I started going to a coach named, a gentleman named Dr. Rhodes at that time. And first day I met the guy, he says, okay, I want you to write your obituary.
I've read a lot about that.
Right, yes. Yeah. And, you know, it was probably the greatest thing I ever did, because that was a turning point in my life, that it wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the success. It was about what I want to be perceived as,
right,
in life. And we forget about those things. We get so honed in on our daily activities of what's going on and what seems to be so important at a certain time, right? And it's not.
Right.
It's just a glimpse over time. I actually had a client in last week, and she was telling me about a dear friend that she's gotten acquaintance with, and she's going through divorce, and she says she's just beat up. And she said, she told her, you know, I know this seems so, so big right now, but this can change you in ways that you will never know, that can make you so great in life. And this will only be a blip on the radar when you're my age.
Exactly.
And isn't that true? How often we forget that. So when we come back, we've got some really, really good action items, good information, some good quotes on the show that you don't want to miss. And let's rejuvenate what we do on New Year's and talk about your inner self and making your life a better place to be.
It's all coming up next on Life Planning 101 right here on KETX KWBY. And Life Planning 101 continues here on KETX KWBY. We're going to rejuvenate in June.
That's right. I like that. There rejuvenate in June. Heck of a deal. Cowboys and your New Year's resolutions, right?
That's right.
Roger Staubach. And you were just telling me a story off the air about Troy Aikman, you know, that his last pass was
intercepted.
And is that what he's remembered for?
No,
it's not what he's remembered for, you know. And so many times that we just make it about one little thing in life, and that's not what it's about at all. So, you know, my question for you was, what was the last time that you went out and you did something, anything that you knew would make you really happy? Right? It took too long to answer that question, by the way, you know. And I read this quote last night. It was from Louis C. Boone, and it said, the saddest summary of life contains three descriptions: could have, might have, and should have. Feel like writing your bucket list now? We probably need to get to it, you know. There was my dad, when he goes to his coaching session, they get him to write out 100 goals. 100 lifetime goals. And, you know, a lot of us say, I can never write 100 goals out. That's crazy. But if you take it in bite-sized segments, so, you know, 10 places that you want to see, 10 experiences that you want to have, 10 career goals, 10 restaurants you want to eat at, that's big on my list, 10 things you'd like to do with your family,
right?
You know, is there a place that you've always wanted to go, or go fishing or camping, or what are those important things that you want to be able to experience with your family, right? 10 people that you want to meet, 10 books that you want to read. I mean, this does not, it doesn't take long to get tens of tens, right? 10 right. tens, and then you have 100 goals, and there you have your bucket list, so to speak. And, you know, the truth is a bucket list isn't just for old people. A bucket list needs to be for everybody. And so as I'm sitting here reading again last night, I ran across something that Pope Paul VI said. He said, someone should have told us right at the start of our lives that we're going to die. Then maybe we'll start living to the limit every minute of every day. You know, do what I say. Whatever you want to do, do it now. There are only so many tomorrows.
Right.
Isn't that true?
That is exactly true.
Woo! Then that just hits you at the core, because when I think about that, I think, okay, how many times do we bury our heads and say, well, I'm going to get through this weekend, and on the weekend I'll do this, or I'm going to get through this many years, or I've only got this many years left to work, and then I can enjoy life.
You don't know about
tomorrow. You don't know about it. You don't know about it. We actually have a couple that we work with, and we have this balance struggle with them because they watched their parents work so hard and never get to enjoy retirement, so they're doing it totally backwards. So it's kind of this, okay, how do we create balance, right? How do we, you know, save for the old person that we're going to be someday, but at the same time live life to the fullest. And I don't think it always has to do with money. In fact, I doubt it really ever has to do with money. Yeah, money might be required.
Money helps. But that's not the root of it.
No. But the main thing is are you enriching your life every day? What are you doing to enrich your life every day? I should have brought this. So years ago, I put up this thing in my shower, and it's called Shower Power. Okay, it's great. It's these little questions, and I never get through the whole thing, but I'll look just spontaneously at one of them and ask myself, and it may be like, what are you going to do today to surprise somebody? What are you going to catch someone doing right today? What fruits and vegetables are you going to pack in your lunch to make sure that you're healthy today? You know, just different right. little things that enrich our lives, but we don't often do. And I love that thing in my shower because I inevitably have to look at it every morning where it's at. And so it's really good because it helps me kind of get on the right track. You know, it's just putting something right in front of my face every day, whether I want to look at it or not. It's there, right? You know, and I think that's the thing, is that we don't often push ourselves enough, right?
Right.
We just get complacent with life. And I truly believe that's why this Spartan phenomenon has occurred. You know, all these tough mutters and this Spartan thing that's going on is, you know, people want something. We all have a craving to do something bigger than ourselves, or to push ourselves to a limit in certain capacities, right?
Right.
And I truly believe that that's why that's gotten such a big focus in life, because it's helped people kind of have that outlet, have the team, have the support system around them to be able to do that.
Exactly.
But what about the other areas of your life? Are those really even being considered? My grandfather, he always had a saying. He said, life is short. We're going to eat dessert first in this house. And we did. We had ice cream before dinner. It was great, you know, but we don't think about how those little bitty things might be the biggest things. And, you know, my grandpops and I, that we were thick as thieves, and it may not have been the ice cream, probably was, but when he died, when we took a trip up to Wisconsin to bury his ashes, everywhere first thing in the morning for breakfast, guess what we had?
Ice cream or dessert or something.
Yep. When we come back, we're going to be talking about The Greatness Book again by Don Yeager. And what he suggests is kind of his takeaway for your greatness action plan.
You don't want to miss the final segment of Life Planning 101 right here on KTX KWBY. And welcome back in. Final segment of Life Planning 101 right here on KTX KWBY. Back to Angela.
Yes, and we are talking about basically life is short. Create your bucket list. What did you call it? I loved it. Rejuvenate in June. Rejuvenate in June. Since we're off of our New Year's resolutions, I love that. And you know, there's no better time really to do it than the summer. I really believe that. I think it's a great time to refocus. We kind of get lackadaisical.
And June is a great refocus month.
It is.
I mean, the school's really done.
Busy's done.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah, busy's done. And you can focus on the things that are most important, too.
Exactly.
Not just life in general, but the things that are most important. And really, that's what it's all about, right? So there's a great quote by Robert Bruett, and he says, "Enjoy the little things in life. For one day, you'll look back and realize they were the big things."
That's very good.
Yep. Those little things in life. You know, there was that book called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And I always think about things like that because it always talked about how important those little things are. Smiling at people,
right.
You know, and what that really may mean to somebody someday. Or saying hello to someone, you know, not turning your head away from someone. Just those little bitty things can make all the difference in the world. And I think that goes back to, you know, writing your obituary of what do you want people to say about you when you're gone, right? And so important.
You know,
so
important. When you lose a loved one and you sit there and all of a sudden you're saying, I would give anything to be able to play a game of Pinochle one more time with Grandpa.
Isn't that
Grandpa,
true? Isn't
you know,
that true?
And you, so go play Pinochle or whatever it is.
Go
that you,
play Pinochle. That's right. I love it. So I've been talking about, and if you missed the first segment of this this show today, you need to go on and listen to it. I talked about Don Yeager, author of the book Greatness, and some stories that he put in here. And I'm going to go back to something that he put in his book about Roger Staubach. And it's a quote from Roger Staubach. He said, "There are no traffic jams along the extra mile." You know, so many of us stay within our boundaries. We don't go the extra mile. Right. But once we get out there, what we realize is that, man, this is great. This right. is wonderful. This is really what we call living life on purpose, right? And that's what we call our tagline for people, because that's what we want them to focus on. The clients, the families that we work with is, you know, we want to focus on the money. We want to focus on the issues. We want them to focus on this. Because this is what life is really all about, right?
Exactly.
And, you know, in his book, he has this, it's called The Greatness Challenge. And I hate to kind of spoil the book, but I'm not spoiling the book because I can't. It's
there's
impossible.
Too much good
there's
stuff
too much good stuff, okay? And I'm not going through the 16, you know, characteristics of greatness. So, but he gave this kind of greatness challenge. So if you've got a pen and paper, what I'd do is kind of write this down, these steps, all right? So first step would be taking 5 minutes to write down the people and the things that are most important to you, right?
Right.
I mean, that makes perfect sense. If they're the people and the things most important to you, isn't that where we should focus your time?
Yes.
Absolutely. That should be your bucket list, so to speak. Now, after you've done that, the next step is to consider each of those things and consider them after 5 years. Consider them after 10 years. And what helps me do that is I actually visualize so that year. So if it's 2017 and I say it's going to be 10 years, that's 2027. And I age myself. I'm not going to do that on the radio show. I age myself and I say, okay, when I am this old. So that helps me kind of visualize. But you know how we always wake up one day and our children have grown and we're like, oh my gosh, where have the years gone?
Oh, yeah.
This does that for you. So that you don't have that blip up and then you've missed out on all these things that you wanted to, you know, make sure and do by that time, right?
Right.
So age that time. And then the question becomes, out of his book, are you investing your time and energy in the right places today? Think
Very
about
powerful.
That. Yeah, we've only got so much time. And I came up with something last night. And I think I'm going to probably do a whole article on this because I loved it. You know, we always talk about saving money, right? What
right.
about saving time?
And making good use of your time.
Yeah, that's right. Do we save our time for our family? Do we save our time for our faith? Do we save our time for the things that we care about most in life?
Good question.
Good question. Or do we save our time for Netflix at night? it's up to you, right? So that I think that was a really good point in his book. The fourth thing is he talks about keeping a diary. And he discusses how personal trainers and dietitians often use a food diary. You know, it helps people kind of realize what they actually are eating throughout the day. I actually did this one time alongside a friend of mine who was trying to lose weight. And I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I eat that much. But it was awe-inspiring to be able to say, okay, maybe I need to eat less of this and less of this. But do the same thing on your week with your time. Track it. Where are you spending that time?
Right.
You know, if you think about it, is that really the focus where you want to be?
Sort of similar to what people, you know, a lot of financial planners will tell you, write down every dime you spend.
That's right. Your budget, right? You do your budget, your food.
Your food budget.
Yep.
Here's your time budget.
Yes, exactly. Starting small. You know, your legacy, you know, we think about Staubach when we think about greatness and we think about these athletes and we think about all this talent. But start small. There's no such thing as too small. You remember the if you haven't heard the story of the starfish, the little boy on the beach that was throwing the starfish back in, and the man or lady, whoever was with him, said, "Why are you doing that? There's thousands of them. And what does it matter?" And he said, "Well, it mattered to that one."
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So start small. It doesn't matter. One little thing can make all the difference. One smile can make all the difference in life to somebody.
Exactly.
So that's huge, you know? So write down your top priorities in life when you look at this. And I'm going to talk about an exact quote out of here. He says, write down your top five priorities in life. Then pull out your calendar and take a look at the last 2 weeks or the last month. Does your calendar reflect your priorities? Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And then he says, now in one sentence, describe what you feel to be your life's calling, the ultimate point of what you want to achieve with your days you're given. Because we're all given the same, well, not the same amount, but we're all given the same days, right? Then look over that list one more time and ask yourself, for each person or thing, if I had to give this up in order to fulfill my calling, would it matter in the long run? Your answers may surprise you.
I'll bet.
I'm going to leave you with a quote. After everyone tweets us, we want to know what's on your bucket list. Let us know at KFS Life Planning. But Dr. Stephen Covey, which, by the way, is one of my favorite authors of all time, is how he ends his book. And he says this: everyone chooses one of two roads in life, the old and the young, the rich and the poor, men and women alike. One is broad, well-traveled, road to mediocrity, and the other road is to greatness and meaning. The range of possibilities that exist within each of these two destinations is as wide as the diversity of gifts and personalities in the human family. But the contrast between the two destinations is night is today.
Wow.
Yeah. Think about that. So which road are you going to get on today?
Great show, Angela.
Yes. And be sure to listen.
Rejuvenate in June.
Go on our website, Kennedy-Financial.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. You can re-listen to this as well as see the article about a bucket list. Imagine that. We would do something like that. But have a great week and God bless.
Brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX. And again on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on KATX and KWBY for more Life Planning 101.
Advisory services offered through Smart Money Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Calton & Associates, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Kennedy Financial Services, Incorporated is an independent of Calton & Associates, Incorporated and Smart Money Group, LLC.